coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Claude Balls! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Balls and Trencher!
Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Cheeto, the announcer, yes.
Wonderful announcer, I'm so
ladies
glad
ladies and
hired.
Gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous episode of Spank Wagon. I'm Claude Balls.
And I'm not.
Always with the snappy comebacks.
You
but seriously,
know it,
folks.
Claude.
Here's Trencher.
Hi. How you doing?
Not bad, are you?
Not bad.
Cool.
You like that intro.
I did. It's
we slaved.
Yeah, we spent like a couple
away
hours
on that one. That was good.
It's great. All right, so how's everybody doing tonight? Like, you people can talk back.
We can.
The home game.
Yes, the
we're
home game.
We're not calling it the chat room anymore.
It's not the chat room. This is the home game. The home game is located vftp.net/spankwagon3.0. Go right there. Bring up the
spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yeah, the other way.
Do it that way. Go to the chat and talk
follow
to
the
us,
instructions. Yeah, become a Spank fan.
Yeah.
Or put your own name in. We'll know who you are,
yeah.
Hopefully. Of course, I will have to say this. Anybody who does go into the home game, this isn't a porn room.
No, it's not. Not at all. Although sometimes we get people to see the word spank on Dollnet and IRC.
Bam!
And boom.
Got some crazy shit today.
Do you now?
That's,
I have some crazy
that's
shit.
That's crazy
too.
Shit.
That's fucking...
That's scary, but crazy shit.
That's just...
Got some site news. I've got some tales to tell.
Let me tell you something right there. You know what that is right there?
What is that?
That's R. Crumb. When he took his acid trip in his 60s and then couldn't draw anything the same again. Okay?
Yeah.
Something happened.
Well, come on now. Look at R. Crumb's family. I don't think it was necessarily the acid trip that did it.
Did you
I've see? I've seen his biography.
Did you see it on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
His fucked up brother.
Wow, man.
His
He's
other
dead.
Fucked
He's
up
dead.
Brother. Yeah.
The one brother's dead.
The one brother that was, you know, sitting and hasn't been outside in like 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, didn't go anywhere.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, what's the name of that thing again? Crumb. Crumb is the name of the movie. It's about Robert Crumb, the cartoon artist. You know, like
underground comic artist.
Underground comic. He did Zap Comics.
Yep.
Fritz the Cat.
Fritz the Cat. Not the movie.
No, not the movie.
He didn't like the fact
he
of
had
what
nothing
they
at all to do with the movie.
They just
either,
bought
either
the rights.
Fritz the Cat or the Nine Lives of Fritz the Cat.
Yeah.
Both of them. Robert Crumb denounced both. How many people have seen the old Keep on Truckin' logo?
Yeah.
From the '60s. Robert Crumb did that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It has a style to it.
That's right. But seriously, folks, right now, to give you just a hint, I think you should. Everybody owes it to themselves to watch this movie. I never really knew who Robert Crumb was, and I watched
See,
it.
I did.
It's just an interesting film, and I really was like, huh? And then I was like, huh? When I saw some of his other shit.
Well, yeah.
But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, if you have teenage kids that are feeling bad about themselves with low self-esteem,
dude,
let them watch this movie and see Robert Crumb's brother in the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely, the one that was in the house that doesn't go outside. He was a mess. The other brother in San Francisco.
That was living in the apartment.
Living in the apartment and the silk string, like a 26 or 27 foot silk string, and he would slowly swallow it
and pass it through him.
And pass it through him as part of a yoga cleansing.
Yeah,
he made his own bed of nails, and this guy is.
Ooh. Totally, man.
Yeah. You know, if he was a bum on the street, you wouldn't even want to give him change.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that keeps a guy, like, basically in an apartment and off the street is his art.
Yeah.
Somebody out there appreciates his art. To be honest, I can't remember what it looks like.
All of the Crumb brothers have an artistic sense to them. I know the one that went crazy and finally ended up killing himself. He had a very nice, great comic
That's
art
right,
style.
When they did Treasure Island.
Yeah, when they did Treasure Island books. And then he really started getting weird. You could really see where his mind was starting to go.
He got his ass kicked on a daily basis. Crumb didn't fit into high school hierarchy of society, you know? Nope. So he basically dropped out of it totally.
Yeah.
Crumb became literally invisible. Nobody paid attention to the guy at all, and he did his own thing, whatever. And he was invisible, but his brother got the shit kicked out of him on a daily basis.
Daily. The and whole family's psycho.
Father was a fucking... Was he a Korean War vet?
I want to say not Korean.
Was there World War II?
Two, I believe two.
Fucking mother was on amphetamines all the time.
All the time.
As you know, everybody knows them as diet pills back in the 50s.
Yes.
Dexatrim. Yeah.
Yeesh.
But yeah, show your kids that movie right there and they will instantly feel better about yourself.
Uh-huh.
There's only one thing that gets me about Robert Crumb.
Mm.
This is a guy in the 60s and everybody else is wearing like sandals and long hair. He was going down in Haight-Ashbury wearing a fucking bow tie and stuff.
Yep, bow tie.
He's a very insecure guy. He is a frequent masturbator. But he apparently is beyond well endowed.
That's what the rumor has.
There have been his ex-wife.
Yeah.
He actually was married, and his current wife, and a fling he had, which a woman runs like a legs magazine.
Uh-huh.
I'll swear by it.
Yep. So there's, you know, and he's a frail man.
Wow,
I mean, he's a lanky guy, and, you know.
Imagine tit introverted.
How the hell did we go from Robert Crumb the artist to Robert Crumb the cock?
It just always ends up that way. You know,
yeah.
Cock, world doesn't revolve around cock, you know.
Apparently a spank wagon sure the
pussy.
Fuck does.
Yeah.
Hey, let's give out our mad props to the only man in our chat room. Not that
mad
it's bad.
Props.
Reverend Hammer.
Reverend Hammer. Thank you for being here,
yes,
Reverend.
Thank you very much, Rev. Of course, for everybody else who's not listening live, you know...
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit. For not listening live...
It's in the archive.
Man,
that was
another great
that was
setup.
A beautiful fuck up.
Another great setup and another fuck up. This is 2 weeks in a
Don't
row.
Don't look at it as a bad fuck as a bad as a good
bad
setup
fuck?
With a bad fuck up. Look at it as a good setup with a great fuck up.
Okay, great fuck up. I'll go that.
The glass is half full.
See, I'm a pessimist, and I have got a tale to tell everyone. Ray Rodriguez got to see classic Trench in classic asshole mode.
Really.
And I don't think he ever really...
Indulge us.
I'll get to that in a little bit. I don't think he actually expected it. I don't think he actually knew what he was seeing. Because he's never really seen the classic Trench asshole.
I've seen classic light.
Yeah, you've seen classic light, but he saw classic full on.
Ah.
This is, and I'll tell you about this also. I got some news. You've got some news.
As usual.
I've got some, not really rants, but just some definitely humor that has been added to my... to my life just this past week. Not quite that good of a humor.
You discovered French ticklers.
Oh, hell no. I knew about those. I mean, what? What, yeah. What are you talking about?
It's a guy named, you know, Francois that, you know,
Francois.
Gives you a massage.
Come here. Anyhow. Site stuff, because I always have to do site stuff at the first part of the show.
That's right.
Added a gallery. We have a gallery of about 6 pics of Kilroy and myself, myself being in the baseball cap, for all of our listeners who already know who we are.
Yes.
Trying
to solve a puzzle.
Now, this is a little puzzle, and I apologize. Virtual One took the photograph.
Yeah, and you have to wait till the end,
end
photograph to see, I guess, a somewhat hint of what the puzzle is.
Yeah, what it is.
It's really not clear.
It's not the clearest of photos, but it's a little puzzle where all the pieces are independent. They don't stick together, snap together, or glue together in any way, shape, or form. But if you put them together in a certain assembly, they hold themselves together.
Really?
It's sort of a dynamic tension deal where certain parts will push against each other, thus pulling together other parts.
So Charles Atlas is involved.
Something like that.
In just 7 days, man. You could finish that puzzle.
And be a man.
Yeah.
But...
Hey, the boss,
here we go.
There we go.
So now,
yeah,
we were working on the puzzle. Now, of course, the puzzle started up. Kilroy goes, "Hey, this is a cool puzzle." Ka-tink.
And it falls apart.
And it falls apart. Literally, it just crumbles. So, ka-tink.
It's like a house of cards.
Yes.
Falling.
Big time. House of Cards and Hurricane.
How many pieces are there?
Two, four, six pieces.
Six pieces.
It's only have one in his hand and five in
his
left.
Who have you to put this back together?
Let me explain. He's tink, 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 tink. You have to excuse me. I'm coughing. I still have my cold. But
he's a little verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Eating semen.
Hey, whoa, hey! Smack is in the room. Let's give props to L. Smack.
For at least being in the room, if not the studio.
Hey, let's give him the 50% award.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Actually, that was 100%. It clacked twice.
It did it? Oh, tink. Yeah, you're right. So.
Here.
Wait, we're going to try it again? You broke it again.
You didn't break it.
You keep taking his
head off. The clicker licker pop is versatile, man. He's like a little kid. He'll spring back.
He's like
the little kid in the picture.
Do we have a buck to go buy another?
Damn, I don't know, man. I don't know if they have 24-hour 99 cent stores here like they do in L.A.
I hope so.
Martin's
but anyhow.
At 2 in the morning. Back into the third hole over.
Yes, third hole over. It's new. It's home.
You should get a plaque.
What was I talking about?
The puzzle.
Oh, yeah. So, he's putting together the puzzle, and he's getting frustrated. He's like, he has two hands. And you just can't hold those pieces together with two hands. Mm-hmm. Well, with one hand and the other hand trying to fit them all together.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
I decided to go ahead and attempt to help. Actually, he just gave all the pieces to me. I'm working on it, realizing I know I've solved the puzzle before. Vert has had that puzzle for years. I solved it way the hell back. But I think I also did it with help. So I'm like, I can't do this alone.
You think you could? If I'd have had something that difficult, I'm pretty sure I would have remembered when I did it last.
Dick. And so anyhow, I go, come here. So him and I are starting to put it together. Now, Vert being the classic computer geek. Classic.
Yes.
Hold on. Okay. Taken care of. Classic computer geek has on his side. It looks like it should be a cell phone case.
Yes.
No. He doesn't have a cell phone anymore. Doesn't need it. Instead, whips out a really nice, expensive digital camera, and starts snapping a couple photos. Now, why does he keep this digital camera with him all times? I don't know. Random porn incidents. Who knows?
I was actually thinking the same thing. Perhaps he's like.
Course.
Lying to women, saying, yeah, I work for Playboy, I can make you a star.
Gorsh.
Here's my snatch. Yeah, there you go.
If he's thinking...
Never mind the flies. His eye way, you know.
Hey now, hey, whoa. There are some fine Midwest hotties.
Okay.
And I think Kilroy could actually debate that with you.
Really?
Because I know he brought that up when we were, dare I say it, we were sitting at a truck stop.
Yes.
Eating at 2 in the morning, him, Vert, and myself, same night we took the photos, and just all of a sudden, just hot chicks started pouring in.
Really?
Drunk hot chicks.
Like the ones in your wallet?
No, that's just my wife. Drunk, maybe. So.
Oh, it was just a blurry photo. Oh, I'm sorry, never mind.
That was my thumb, actually.
Your thumb?
My thumb got in the way of the, you know.
Yeah, it was my thumb, yeah.
It was my thumb.
Sure. You've got a small thumb.
Thanks.
Insert innuendo here. Sonny,
So, Kilroy and I are doing the puzzle, and we get it together. So, yes, if you want to see who Kilroy McFadden is of the Week in Geek, What I Wish I Didn't Know show, and his own Geek Report, go to my site. Got those images up. That's good stuff. Very good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Other than that, really, I haven't touched the site, except I think I need to change a font.
I think I've hit a couple message boards, but, you know, I can't compete with Kilroy and Oscar there.
Kilroy and Oscar,
you people are fucking taggers when it comes. Hey, dude, seriously, change your name. It shouldn't be Kilroy. It should be fucking Chaka.
Chaka.
Because you just throw up posts everywhere like Chaka does graffiti, man.
I know. I'll log in later, like an hour later, all of a sudden, 40 posts. I'm like,
you and me were online on the message boards at work. I went on a break, was gone 2-3 minutes, came back, boom. Got slammed with Kilroy posts
big
everywhere.
Big time.
I was pissed. That's
why?
Not the, because I had to go and read everything all over again to see what he posted.
I'm sorry.
I guess what he does is he must be like, you know, he like writes it down and then types it real quick.
I don't know what he does.
He throws them up fast.
Because tink, 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 tink. But then again, that's his writing style, too. So we'll have to ask the cute blonde, quote unquote, is what he calls her. Is he that fast at home too?
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you. Does he practice before he anyhow
preaches?
Yes. not walk, but
suck.
Damn, we lose the $25,000 pyramid. Shit.
Yeah, let's just stick with the game show.
Yeah, why not? We got the game show theme, of course. Reverend Hammer pointed out he liked. He said it was interesting. So I don't know if that means he liked it or not.
Speaking of game shows, how would you like to win an all expenses paid trip
to
Tits House?
Tits House.
Tits House.
Tits House.
Tits House.
Tell us more about Tits House.
Well, Gene.
I'm not Gene Rayburn. I'm not.
Had to work that in. Ah, oh, okay. There's Brett in the corner. Yeah, Gene. I like pussy. So yeah.
Wait, I thought. Never mind.
Tit is having a housewarming party. All it's not BYOB because he's got the liquor. It's BYOC.
He has liquor. He has a keg of beer.
He has two kegs of beer.
Two kegs.
He will have an additional keg of Guinness.
Guinness. A keg of Guinness.
Keg of Guinness.
Woohoo!
He will also have liquor aplenty. Bailey's Irish Cream will have
per
tequila.
Request.
Per request. He fulfills requests. He aims to please. He's also got tequila.
Ooh.
We know that's a given. And a bunch of other spirits.
So, with all this alcohol and with the BYOC, could you please elaborate on what BYOC is?
BYOC, it's age known, as in bring your own chair.
Chair?
Yes.
Chair.
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 Bring your own chair.
Chair.
Chair?
Anticipation. Chair.
Wow. Chair.
Apparently, he is moved into the house, as in he has physically moved himself in walking. But his furniture has yet to follow him. That will happen on Sunday when he's hungover.
Wait, what? I'm
so
drunk,
far,
let's move furniture?
Yes. So far, yeah, and hopefully there's a greasy Denny's nearby. But basically, yeah, so far his plan, quoting him, is, dude, if I get drunk, I'm just going to pass out on the carpet. Feel that carpet, dude. That's ultra high quality pattern. Yeah. So, you think you'd like to go ahead
and
make
this? Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Is this high, ultra high quality Scotch Guard padding?
Don't know if it's Scotch Guard, but they're going to find out during this party, aren't they?
We've already
talked about that. There will be a dumpster. There will be trash cans on the patio, in the kitchen, and on the front porch, and I believe possibly in the garage.
So he's expecting...
Strictly for the purpose of vomiting.
He's expecting some sort of fest of just vomit. Like, just everyone is, get drunk, have fun, puke.
It's
is he collecting the vomit? Because he'll probably do some science experiment
with
vomit.
He always does. He probably sells it to UNLV for something.
No shit.
It's basically going to be the Epicurean version of a Roman feast, except for it's not food for Epicureans.
Well, speaking of Roman feast,
bar flies.
Speaking of Roman feast, though, the problem here that we worry about now, Smack mentioned this in the room. He said something of not sure what team he plays for. He has already admitted he called it a sausage fest.
Yes. Tip would like you to bring a woman, if possible,
yes.
Just for the eye candy.
Bring two,
yes.
Maybe one for him.
Dustin, our good friend at work, we have yet to pick a name for him, so we're actually using a real one right there. He is already going to bring some eye candy, he promises. He's got three chicks, though those three are just for him. He will bring others. However, if you'd like to show up, the address is 8245 Bosick Drive.
Could you please repeat that?
Not a problem. It's 8245 Bosick Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
All right.
Simply take Summerlin Parkway, get off of Buffalo, make a right turn. Get off of Buffalo, make a left, go down, make a right turn on Alta, go up a little bit. I believe it is, yes, Cimarron. Make a left on Cimarron, go down until you see Bosick, then make a right. He will be the one with the hat partially blue driveway and the...
that's correct. He did paint his driveway epoxied.
But there's a problem. He epoxied the garage,
yes.
But he didn't look to see where the garage door comes down.
Whoops.
So there's a stripe of blue.
You can't.
And
you
didn't mark it off. But yes, Tit cordially invites anybody and all to come. And this is actually not a prank that we funny.
Yeah, the thing is,
made the request
he requested this, folks. So before anybody has a shit fit and says, oh my fucking God, they're saying an address on the air.
Yes.
This is Tit's request. Which really kind of took the steam out of our sails.
We were like, yeah, we're going to do it. He's like, do it for me, please. And it's like,
So, one more time. 8245 Bosick. B-O-S-E-K.
Well, that's actually misspelled, but it is Bosick, yes.
Oh.
It's next to an elementary school.
Good the fuck luck looking it up on MapQuest. Anybody who cares probably already knows. If you didn't care,
and
we'll find the proper address. Maybe we should have everybody send him a Spankwagon good homewarming card.
You know what? I've got a good idea. Tonight, possibly either after we do the show or not, or after I get home, or either that or tomorrow morning, early as possible, I will post to the message boards a MapQuest link on how to get to his
house. That might be a nice and wonderful thing to do.
Sure.
Not a problem. Hold on. Smack is telling us he's putting on his pants and coming over.
He's putting on his pants?
The fact that he's listening to Spankwagon without pants on
kind
of worries me.
That's what, you're listening to me with your pants on?
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you thinking about
you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, and Smack's not wearing any pants.
Yes, only at VFTP.net. Spankwagon, not Smack Pantless, of course. That's at his house.
Hey, by the way, let's give a big-ass mad props. Now, I see that we have Barry Red. Barry Red is our African-American Valley girlfriend.
Ah, yes.
Yes, and I also want to say that she is listening to this at work. Mm-hmm. So everybody at work,
mad props.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you very much. Thank you.
We have an ego.
We do appreciate it.
And we need it fed.
And you better believe I got a fucking ego, too.
No shit, you have a fucking ego. I drive a DeLorean. Oh, by the way, what the hell was up with you looking up all the names today? Were you finding all your kindred?
No, I was completely bored. That was the ultimate boredom, when I put my own name into Google.
Yeek. Now, we're not going to say what you found, because obviously that's telling too much.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting thing to do. Putting your full name into Google and seeing if you exist elsewhere.
Now Trencher has went up on me because Trencher's full name is a URL, as is mine.
Uh-huh.
This is totally true. But mine is being taken over by cyber squatters.
Big time. Nothing there.
But Trencher's actually has some useful content
on
it.
It's like a HTML Unix site. So
yes,
funny. All right. Let's see where we're at. Oh, wait. We got to have that lull in the conversation. You ready?
3, 2, 1, go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. How are we doing on time?
Okay, so we're a little bit
good.
What do you want to do next?
I don't know. Did you write anything?
Everything's actually on my head.
Okay.
Did we get to the news yet?
No, we've got news in a little bit.
Yeah.
Shit,
we're only
talking. Lonely conversation, folks. Hold with us here.
Topic amongst yourselves.
Eating
buffalo semen. Okay.
What is with you and semen?
It was funny to me.
Funny to you. Okay.
I'm still stuck on last week's topic.
Apparently.
Yes. Semen saved us.
Semen saved us.
We're out of our lull.
Hey! Right on.
Mad props to come.
Well, if cum is that big in your life, then you can have it and we might just have to hand this show over to you and you alone.
About a quarter day.
A quarter. So, does that mean your ceilings are only 3 foot off the floor?
No, ma'am. I got high ceilings.
You got high ceilings?
They're all acoustic, though. Didn't start out that way.
And yes, I said Afro-American Valley Girl.
Because,
oh my God. Get us an EMAC.
I'll
play ping pong for EMAC.
I'll tell you, man. My shower, my bathroom, and my bedroom right there.
Shut the fuck up now.
I got stucco. I got stucco from the waist down on the wall. Shit.
I am scarred. Welcome to Spankwagon Radio.
Rub your knuckles on it. Okay.
We are the lowest common denominator.
God damn.
And I wanted to bring this professionally. I mean, I'm looking at taking this professional and...
This is professional.
Oh, we're professional?
Yes.
Come. Professional.
Yes.
What are we, Vivid Video?
Could be.
Why not?
I want to be a porn producer one day.
Porn producer? You're going to be the next Fred Savage or whatever his name was?
Fred Savage.
Not Fred Savage. John Savage.
Fred
Savage.
Daniel Cern. I just imagine the guy doing... Fucking. So there I was, 13, and I always thought about lesbians doing snowballs. Now, if you know what that term means, you're laughing along with me right now.
Yikes.
Because if you know what that means, you're not disgusted because you cut my sense of humor.
I got some good stuff. Now, this week I know we have a... Just to let everybody know, we do have a Don't Damn Me segment this week.
Yes.
But of course, then we don't have a Week in Geek.
Yes.
Which,
so don't damn me for not having a Week in Geek.
Fa-dum-bum.
Bum.
Nice!
Hey, yeah!
Right on! Well, our egos are really running rampant on this show.
Yeah, man. We're like our best listeners.
We are.
Once again, it's this week's Mad Props to Us.
Yeah, right on.
Okay, no Mad Props for a while, because that's like Kool-Aid in a 50-gallon barrel right now. It's that diluted.
Yeah. So even if you're cool or say something witty, no bad props.
Yeah.
Because we got it last. All right. I don't want to do news yet.
Neither do I.
News is way too early.
Do you have any rants?
Do I? I have a rant, but it's a good one. It's a long one, too.
You want to do it after the break?
I'm thinking about that.
Okay, we'll save your rant for after the break right there.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, my rant is...
Oh, the poppin' fresh dough. Thank you.
I didn't say ooh-ah-o.
You said ooh-ah. I put in the O.
Oh.
Yeah.
You put in the O.
And sometimes why.
No. And for those of you who are in the chat room, no, more people can join the chat. We have had multiple people in the chat. Also, if you use a third-party chat, such as Trillion, which supports IRC.
Yes, it does.
Also, the web chat has hosted multiple people from one IP address. We've experimented with that when we first started setting it up.
Yes, we have.
Thanks to Claude Balls and ever techie geek Whitey, who, you know, does bring us the chat and
Whitey
brings us
great,
the message
man.
Boards.
Well, who said that Whitey looked like Goldmember, man?
I don't know.
Somebody did say that
Whitey. Now, if you want an image of Whitey, go to the message boards and you look at the bottom. And it'll get a little banner. It's an ugly-looking banner, but, you know.
It's not ugly. It's great. I took the photo.
Well, you took the photo, but I'm just saying my display layout of the banner was
Don't worry.
Dick.
It's fine.
So... That's Whitey.
That's Whitey. So I don't think he looks like Goldmember. Somebody said that.
Yeah, I don't think...
That's when I popped up with the... I am from Oklahoma. Isn't that weird?
No. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Oklahoma's a pretty weird place.
Right? Oklahoma's a very weird place.
Grapes of Wrath, dude.
Dust Bowl and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are the innovators of strife.
Gonads and strife.
Gonads and strife.
We were actually talking about that today.
Oh?
The fucking...
Yes.
That brought down our sound cards at work. And until the virus known as Gonads and Strife hit our department, we had sound cards. We could listen to whatever we wanted to. But I swear to God, for about a month, you went in our department, and all you heard was random. Wee! That's all you heard randomly popping out of cubicles.
Definitely, definitely not good.
That and the random popping up of I don't have a name for it, but everybody else calls her slut chick. That little
slut chick.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that banged Miklo.
Oh, yeah.
And Miklo said, well, I just lost my leg and I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
So I figured I might as well.
As he said, I wasn't doing anything but just laying there.
Yeah. That was also funny. Apparently, a tit got hit on by her.
Eek.
And our good friend Cookers immediately walked up to him after and said, dude, don't touch it, man. That's damaged goods.
Highly damaged. Highly damaged. So...
I pissed her off.
Oh?
Actually, yeah, because I was talking with her one day or something like that, and I was like, no, I would never... I said, no, I would never get involved with somebody who has kids. I said, you know, maybe if I knew the person well and knew their kids, I said that might be something different, but probably not, no. Mm. Because, you know, it's like adopting kids, only they know they're not adopted.
Yeah. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead, because he's rambling and we feel another lulling conversation coming up.
No, it's not lulling.
It's lulling.
Look, Spawn can fly.
Don't throw... Childish. Anyhow, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at...
Absolutely silly. Spankwagon.vftp.net.
All right, folks, we'll be back in a little bit.
And so my chest hair, be still here.
Why do I do this to myself?
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
So I said to the guy, yeah. He's like, yeah. I said, that's right. He's like, okay, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
Well,
what are you going to do?
Well, I just hope, you know, the rash doesn't really, you know, screw you over.
No, man. I'm fine. I got some topical cream like that. I'm a man. I'm going to beat that shit right now.
That's cool. That's cool.
And it's not like genital warps. You know?
Warps?
Warps.
Dude, I was listening to the radio today,
genital
right?
Genital warps.
Genital warps. My nuts!
Number one, straight for the vagina.
Oh, shit. Listen to radio today, and I'm listening to, like,
Captain Jean-Luc Foreskin. Anyhow, you listen to the radio.
Let's go, number one. Anyhow.
That reminds me.
Oh?
I have links coming up.
Good.
Yes.
Kilroy was posting in the message boards, hey, it's first of the month. I'm like, what is this, welfare?
I know. If anybody's listening right now, you're going to love this site. It's www.cheapovegas.com.
Mm-hmm.
This place has stories about every single hotel casino in town.
Cool.
It's great. It's a legitimate site. It tells you where you can get room deals. It not only does it tell you what the room prices are, it goes so far as to tell you waitress attitude and their uniforms.
Oh, wow.
Extremely in-depth.
What do they say about our favorite haunt?
They said it's a good Old West place, but they basically scowled Becky Bin, the one who runs it now, for selling $1 million and running it into the ground.
Yeah. I think anybody could scowl on her for that.
But Cheapo Vegas, it's a funny site because they give, no matter what casino they talk about, they have funny-ass comments about each one. They did a review of the Western.
Eesh.
They were actually brave enough to stay there. For anybody who doesn't know, the Western is down on Fremont Street.
Well, it's not even on the good part of Fremont. It's
no, it's past it's
East
past
Fremont.
15th.
Yeah, it's
not I-15, 15th Street.
Yeesh.
It's great. You know what the you know what their best comment about the site was?
What?
The rest recommendations, because if some hotel's really bad, they give recommendations to the staff. Theirs was, just because a security guard goes off duty, don't let the bum back in. This casino has no carpet and is lit by fluorescence. Yeah.
Yee.
You know, it's funny enough to go, dude, we should go there. And then you
realize,
drive by the neighborhood and
you're like, dude, we should leave. We should leave now. We've driven
and
by.
And you haven't even gotten out of the car.
Yeah. You don't. You lock your doors. They'll get in.
Yep.
I don't want to take my pickup because they'll
had that.
Throw in the back, you know?
I've had that, man. And for anybody who doesn't know, listen to the archive.
Yep. We've explained it in the past.
Yes.
Download. It's good.
It's very good.
It's very good.
I like the sauce. The sauce is good.
The sauce is good.
I get you more.
Yes.
Like that lame sketch.
Yes. Anyhow. My rant.
Don't tell me, let's be. Oh, I'm sorry. This is going to be a happy rant.
Slightly.
I said I'm happy, it's not about your life. Continue. You fucking can't now. Can you?
No, I can't.
Fucking
but that's
it.
Between you and Reverend Hammer, because he was barely able to hold his tea during the Jean-Luc Foreskin joke.
His teeth?
His tea. Tea!
Oh, tea. Tea. I said tea.
His Earl Grey, you know?
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Anyhow. I am now back in school.
You are back in school.
Now, for anybody who knows me, I've been in school. I've been, like, almost with an AA. Woo. Nothing really fancy there.
You're an alcoholic?
No. Associate of Applied Sciences.
Oh, anyhow. They meant Alcoholics Anonymous.
Not Alcoholics Anonymous.
They had a drinking problem.
No, I do not have a drinking problem.
Explain why you're so antisocial. Anyhow.
Shit. So, I'm back in school. And I go to my first class. My first class was a History 101, basically. Okay, it's a cool class. Instructor, great attitude. I'm going to like this. I can handle this. No problem. Go to the next class. The next class I take, because it's a mandatory, required class, Computer 101. Introduction to Information Management. Information System Management, or whatever. Folks.
Great, scan disk.
I'm learning what the fuck an icon is. Not what an icon is, but what is an icon.
Are you going through the idiots class?
Yes! I am in the idiots class. I am in the lowest common denominator of computer classes. Why? It's mandatory.
They teach you how to save a file, you say, fuck it, Control-S, and you immediately get an A.
Yes! Now, before anybody says, well, geez, why don't you go ahead and test out of that one, Trench? I'm going to. But it's not a test out class. It's a do all the homework and turn it in class.
Ouch.
Shit.
Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there. Now, let's keep in mind, first day of class, and of course, it's all these younger kids. I'm an older guy.
How young are these kids?
I'm going to say they're out of high school. Most of them. Out of high school.
Would you say legal? Girls?
I'll see if I can get some phone numbers for you. If that's what you want, I'll see if I can get some phone numbers
for you. I'll give you my picture. You can show it around.
We better use mine.
No.
We better use Kilroy's.
No. Use mine, dude.
Okay.
Chicks go crazy, man.
Are you going to give a profile so that way they just get the sideburns?
Chicks love
sideburns.
Wait,
I'm taking a photo. It's just going to have a big old finger in the middle of it.
Chicks love sideburns and chest hair. So says the wife and the JLD.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'll remember that. Anyhow. So, I'm in this class, and the first thing you know, the instructor is saying, this is a bare-bones class, this is acting as if you know nothing. So he's teaching people how to properly use the mouse. He's teaching things such as, what is an icon, this is a program, and setting everybody up for email, because all the homework has to be turned in via email.
And as commonly told to me, from many people who call in, can't use Hotmail, can you?
Yes, they do.
They do?
They do.
I've been told by a few people at their professors, maybe you have different ones, say Hotmail is not acceptable.
Yeah.
Because of its lack of reliability and ease of use.
He wants the ease of use.
Got a frog in your throat?
I'm just got that cold that won't go away. So, needless to say, I am miles, light years ahead of everyone else in this class, or so it seems. He was asking, like, and you have email, and people were going, yeah, I got AOL, yeah, I got a Yahoo, Hotmail.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yada, yada, yada.
People are like, where's the star button? You're like, how do I reset the password on Cisco router?
Exactly! So everybody's like, oh, it was great. He was sitting there with a person, and the person was like, no, that's the start button, No, not that. No, that's...
Oh, my God.
He goes, no, that's the picture of the start button.
That's the picture of the start button?
Yeah, you know, the little...
What, they had
on-screen
a program
tutorial.
Running in the... Oh,
yes.
Shit.
Yes, on-screen tutorial.
Oh, my God.
He could take over any computer in the lab as he sees fit. And use it as
he does it like, you're doing something inappropriate. You're out of here.
So, while I was being a little bit of a dick about this, because I'm going, you should have seen me do my homework today. As I was filling out the answers, I was just writing down, one is, GUI is graphical user. I'm getting paid for this. You know, I'm going to get a grade for this. So, graphical user, blah, blah, blah. Moving on.
You should have told me. I'd love to have taken this class with
you. Oh, God. You and I would have just been...
Cracking up in the back.
Cracking up in the back. Big time.
Actually, I could. You take a morning class, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I work in the morning.
Yeah, see, this is a morning class. This isn't an 8 a.m. class. But anyhow... So, while everybody else is doing the thing, I'm like, well, I wonder if I have any email currently. So, while he's walking around, I make sure to strategically time this. I'm telenetting into my mail.
Classic.
Thank you. Excuse me, I'm all choked up here.
He's verklempt again.
No semen jokes.
Wasn't going to do semen.
Okay. So, I'm sitting here and I'm laughing my ass off because, well... In here, because you don't want to laugh. I mean,
are you talking about semen in your throat?
No, I'm talking about
you're
the
like
class.
Semen. No semen jokes. You're like in here.
No. Yeah. I'm laughing. You know, not out loud or anything at people.
Oh, you're whimsically yet quietly chuckling to yourself.
Yes, because I'm sitting here watching people try to struggle to set up Hotmail. Struggle to set up Yahoo.
And you're like Telnet.
And I'm sitting here going Telnet pop. Yeah, 110 user pass. And he walks by and he goes, do you have email? And I'm like, oh yeah.
Let's find out. Reader space one.
Exactly. So this is going to be a fun class. But one thing I'm actually aiming for, now this is just me being mischievous, I'm wondering if I get so far ahead, would I be able to kind of pop in and be more of a teacher's assistant? Thus getting lab access.
You just want to felch the guy's back there.
Man, if I can... access. Dude, you got to go in their lab. Beautiful lab.
My ass. All you got to do is just waste their fucking...
Remember the call center we went to in Virginia?
Yes.
That's every computer there.
All Dell.
Flat panel. Smaller Dell.
With temps.
Gigahertz. No temps. Students.
0.05 level tech.
And a whole little pod is what they call them. Pods. Ooh. Of Macintosh.
Hey.
Quicksilvers.
Hey.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm getting lab time. I'm getting a lab out of this. I paid my $25 for the lab. Why not?
Why not?
But, yeah. So that's my computer class, and I was, like I said, doing the homework today. This is a dialogue box. This is a scroll button. It was so bad. He was holding up the mouse in class, going, this is the left click. Not left mouse button. No. He's calling this the left click. So if I ask you in class to left click.
Oh, my God. I see what you're saying.
This is the left click while pointing at the left mouse
button. If he
called it
a button, he would have confused him.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. And there are actually people struggling with this. How old are they?
Older man is in there, like, older than us.
Yeah.
Like, in his 50s. And they're also 18-year-olds.
Are there 18-year-old chicks?
Yes.
That are struggling?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Tell me you know a guy that'll tutor him.
Tutoring for $8 an hour. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So.
I'll bring the floppy disks and the tube stick.
Ah! So, how do I do this? Well, you insert the pram. Anyhow. Lowest common denominator radio.
I'm a wild man. Get off my hair. Anyhow.
Oh, where the hell did that come from? So, yeah, I'm back in class, and of course, everybody, I'm having fun with the fact that I'm now, and like right now, it's about the time I go to bed.
Me too.
Yeah, so I'm kind of going, okay, if we could pull off this show this week, we know we could do it every week. More importantly, if we pull off the after show. By the way, if you are in Las Vegas and you want to join us for the Spank Wagon after show...
It will be at 8245 Bassett Drive.
Well, that's tomorrow. But yeah, the Binion's Horseshoe, the cafe,
yeah.
Around midnight.
Come on down. It's great.
It's great
man.
Food.
It is.
I won't lie to you.
And we practically get the same table every time, so as soon as you walk in, you'll see us.
Yes.
They know us by now.
No, they don't. Only the old Elvis knows us.
Fuck, man.
Only the old Elvis, but if you want to know more about that...
Old Elvis
archive.
Knows us. He knows us, man.
He does.
He sees us, man. He gives us the... What a...
You're down on your luck, too, huh?
Okay. I'm not down on my luck.
Well, he doesn't know that, though.
How the fuck
you wear the same damn clothes all the time.
That's bullshit, man. That cuts right to the bone, little man.
Little man?
Yeah.
Thank you, tubby bastard.
That's just being fucking facetious.
Oh, okay.
Take a fucking joke.
I can't take a joke.
Obviously not.
By the way, want to speak about me being a pure asshole today?
Why not?
Why not just keep going? I'm just boring the fuck out of everybody. Could you do me a favor?
What?
I'm going to take off my headset to cough and hock a loogie.
Sure.
Because I'm just that disgusting. Could you let them know what the website is?
Sure, the website is spankwagon.vftp.net.
Thank you.
Should have done like the Micro Machines guy just to get more silence out of that.
Yeah, thank you. Anyhow, I am an
What's
asshole.
The website? Go to google.com and type in spankwagon.
I think we're not the first link anymore.
We are.
We are again.
Type in Claude Balls to Google. You'll find me.
Yeah. No nude pics, I hope. Not in my gallery. So.
Just me, some baby oil, and Lederhosen, baby.
Lederhosen?
I'm just joking. I'm not German. I wouldn't wear Lederhosen. I'm Irish. It'd be a whiskey bottle. Anyhow.
Naked wearing a whiskey bottle. Is that like when you suck your lip up into the Coke bottle when you're a kid? I don't even want to know. Shaboom.
Nah, man. It's the big gulp.
Great. 22 ounces of fun right there. So.
Give or take a pound.
A pound? How do you have a pound? Here we go, folks.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie title, I should say.
Pound to my cock?
I'm not watching like... He's watching shit called Pound of Cock. No. That'd be a good porn title, wouldn't it?
Pound of Cock.
Pound of Cock.
I bet it is. I'm going to bet money it already is.
Pound of Cock.
Pound of Cock.
You know what, man? There's this funny-ass movie. I can't remember what the name of it was. I saw it at the porn store and almost died fucking laughing. There were actually several of those I saw. One being, go fuck yourself.
My favorite?
A guy who was so well endowed, his dick, he was able to get it in his asshole.
Oh, that's sick!
That was the title of the movie, go fuck yourself.
Oh, that is sick! Disgustingly sick!
It was, they had some other one with fat people, dude, and they had a part two called Let There Be Lunch. And it's all these fat people on the box cover, like scantily clad, going, with their tongues out, like lifting up, like you'd see on the Sistine Chapel. But instead of God or Zeus, and these people are in togas, mind you, instead of God, it's like a fucking hoagie.
Jesus. You know what? The funniest porn title I've ever seen in my life.
Pizza Slut?
Nope.
Bukkake?
Party in My Tight Wet Pussy.
Party in My Tight Wet Pussy.
Party in My Tight Wet Pussy. Blazoned orange on a pink box.
You know what, man?
Party in My Tight Wet Pussy.
We should write that on flyers and put Tit's address.
Oh,
that's
a
not on the strip. Dude.
Party in His Tight Wet Pussy.
Fucking Vice Squad comes up,
man. Why would they? The fucking canvassers can do it.
They're suggesting entertainment.
Oh, so are we.
What's different? They're not. It comes to you, but I'm bummed. But you actually don't go in it.
True.
Yeah.
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, innuendo, man.
Shibble.
Thank you.
Let me whip out the old kidney cracker. I found a whole bunch of phallus names. I'm just fucking...
I remember that. That was a couple shows ago. We're not going to go there. But I'm going to tell
cracker.
You how much of an asshole I am.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to talk about you
because,
being an asshole.
Yeah, we're going to talk about me being a complete asshole. Now, you...
Okay.
Have not... You've seen, like,
I've
Trench
seen asshole light.
Yeah, you've seen Asshole Light. Today I was a serious fucking asshole, and I embarrassed the hell out of Ray Ray Rodriguez.
What did you do?
At lunch today.
Go, please speak. Was he paying his power bill?
No.
Usually lunch with Ray Ray means paying utilities.
Paying utility bills. No. Yeah. Today at lunch, Ray Ray, we were just going out, and I was like, you know, let's just get pizza, because that's what I really felt like.
Pizza Hut.
No, let's go get pizza just across
Broadway.
The street.
Oh, across Costco.
Right, Costco.
Because we work at the Turtle Stop.
So I was just going to get some Costco pizza because it's pretty good pizza for really fucking cheap.
Actually, I will agree. Yes, I will concur that.
Thank you. So I decided, you know, that's really what I wanted. But he wanted to go get a sandwich. So he went to Porta Subs, and I went to Porta Subs too. Now, we walked in, and the lady behind the counter and the dude behind the counter. And, you know, the lady was talking to the customer, and the customer left. And he was standing up there just starting his order. And she says... You know, we're not going to serve you a sandwich if you don't smile. To which I then said, well, straight faced, well, looks like I'm not ordering a sandwich then, now is it? No, I said, well, looks like I'm not ordering a sandwich then. She stopped, gave me this look of, you know, trying to fake the sadness, you know, the fake quivering lip and all that bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And then I just walked out.
Left Ray Ray standing.
Left Ray Ray just standing. I said, all I said was, Joe, I'm next door. And I walked. Okay? Pet peeve. Pet fucking peeve.
No trite faces. Or trite phrases.
No sandwich if you don't smile. No sandwich then, bitch. You know, I mean, that's... And he was embarrassed.
He was seriously embarrassed.
He was seriously embarrassed because he felt like... He was put on the spot. I'm like, why? I'm an adult. I can take care of myself.
Well, yeah, you put him on a spot right there because now he's like having to go, yeah, yes, you know, force a smile. Ray Ray's never been in that situation. Right?
But yes, I hate that shit. There's nothing more I hate than people telling me to smile. I'm sorry. There's no fucking need for anybody to actually smile. Do you know that smiling in photographs is purely a 20th century idea? Totally. You look at any old painting or any old photograph of anyone in the history
Civil
of man.
Civil War era. Yes.
Before then, even a little bit after then, up until maybe, I don't know. I would say the 1940s, people got stupid. People decided they wanted to show their goddamn teeth.
And it's bad in Britain.
It's bad in Britain. Well, it's bad, definitely bad in Britain. But you know what baring teeth actually means? It means attack, okay? You can't smile at a fucking monkey. They feel threatened. So you don't go up to a monkey cage and go, jeez. No, you will get your ass kicked.
And
now,
thus the monkey flings poo.
Thus the monkey flings poo. Then you're smiling now. Oh, fucking monkey. No, I'm sorry. Smiling is not what I like to do. It's not because I'm not a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. wait a minute, I sound like a car salesman with that one. Let me just
I'm
say,
a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy. Buy this car. No,
it's
I will
house
smile.
Great by the way.
I will
the little
smile.
Lady lived here.
Yeah. Yes. I will smile when it's appropriate, but I'm not going to smile for my supper. That is not an idea, my idea of a good time.
Wait. Your supper?
Hey, it rhymes.
Did you have pop with that supper?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is coming from a man drinking soda in an Alcoholics Anonymous Dixie cup. Now,
hey,
all I gotta say is that is bullshit. And Ray Ray, I know you're out there. I hope you're out there. At least if you're not, you're a pudge fuck anyway. But I'm sorry I put you on the spot, and I sincerely am. But god damn it. Don't do that shit to me, people. I don't care. You're in the service industry. You smile at me. You give me a reason to smile, such as if Porta Subs may be putting on more than 3 fucking paper-thin slices of meat on my goddamn sub and calling it a meal. 2 pieces of lettuce. Those aren't even good fucking lettuce leaves. Wilted pieces of shit. Then maybe I'll smile. But until then, no way, no how.
I will not eat Porta Subs. Next time you go in, I can cure you of eating Porta Subs, Trevor.
What?
Take a look at the macaroni and potato salad.
Oh, I don't even touch that shit. The mayo is yellow. Yellow mayo. No,
bad
mayo.
It's mustard. That's what they say. Of course, that could just be it going sour.
Okay, and if I shake your hand and it smells bad, it's mixed with shit, okay? That's all I'm going to say on there. Ah! So.
You wouldn't do good in a cult, would you?
No. I do horrible in a cult. You want me to wear shoes like his?
No. So you're not a Catholic.
Well, I am a recovering Catholic.
Recovering Catholic. Made you walk funny. You slept with a priest.
Hold on.
Wait, something's going
on. Yeah. Someone just decided to tell me to smile. Boom. So, you can rejoin at your own will, but don't tell me to ever fucking smile.
Did you just kick or did
Yes, I kicked, but I did not ban. No, I did not ban. I did not ban. I will not ban. All that person did was tell me to smile. Fuck! You know what? I'm looking at the itinerary. It's time for a break.
Put on a happy face.
Fuck you! God! Spike Wagon Radio, the fucking most cynical goddamn internet radio station on this planet. We're going to a break. You're going to be back, and so will we.
Hey, this is Trencher here from Spankwagon Radio. I'm telling you right now, you either need to listen live on Thursday nights or download them from the archive. Either way, tune in to Spankwagon Radio. If you don't, I'm sending Claude Balls to your house to sing his favorite Tom Jones songs.
Bye, 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 Delilah. She's a lady. Whoa, 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 she's a lady.
Yeah, that ain't pretty, is it? Tune in Thursday nights live or always in the archive.
Spankwagon Radio.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Good point.
Yeah.
During the argument, though?
Yeah, really. That's kind of shady.
Hey, how do you do that?
I don't know. How's it going? Okay, for those of you who are just tuning in or just getting back with us, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only available at spankwagon.vftp.net.
And we have Smack in the fucking studio, but it's 11:15 almost.
Yeah, what?
And he said he was going to be here at 10.
Yeah, that is
yeah, that's great.
I've been out there since 10:45.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get you untangled here.
Look, okay, I just want to say flat out now, I've been out there yelling, throwing rocks at the window,
right.
Ringing the doorbell.
Rocks at the window. Am I going to have a broken fucking window?
Did you hit my car?
That was the next one. That was the next.
That would have been death. Anyhow.
Do you have an alarm? I should have just opened the door. That would have probably done it. See, I should have just opened the fucking door. It would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, but you would have been very dead. That's the problem.
Yeah, but I would have gotten your attention.
True. True. Very true. All right.
My Irish car. Built in Ireland, mind you. Doesn't run on whiskey.
Hey, you know, they figured out how to hack the startup screen for Jaguar, and one of the startup screens.
Really?
Yeah, they have
a
red
license. Huh.
Interesting.
Very.
Atari Jaguar.
Yeah, why would you want anything with Atari?
I don't know, man. They have a CD burner.
Yeah. So, I've got news.
You've got news.
We've got news.
We've got plenty of news.
We got a few newses. For a sound guy, he talks a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's force feedback. Think of it that way.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. That's force feedback?
It's not a stethoscope.
All right. Which one would you like to start with?
I don't know. I can run off the one I know right now. I've already
Let's
read.
Run off the one you know.
The inventor of the Frisbee
yep.
has passed away.
Oh, no.
He has died.
Of what?
I don't know. I think it was cancer.
Oh, okay.
He was old, though. Yeah.
No.
But you can rejoice.
How so?
They're going to cremate him, and his ashes will be made into a limited edition of Frisbees.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Right on.
That's right. This
yeah.
is all true. You can look it up.
Inventor of Frisbee dies.
See on the internet, it must be true.
That's right.
If it's on Yahoo, it must be true.
Yahoo!
What the hell was that? Hey, you want to find a quick way to get Smack in jail?
How's that?
Send him to Greece.
Send him to Greece.
With a copy of Unreal. Or better yet, his favorite, Tribes.
Ah.
Says here, according to news.com, which is CNET News.
Yes.
In Greece, use a Game Boy, go to jail. Now, of course, they're being a little specific there. But in Greece, playing a shoot-up video game could land you in jail. The Greek government has banned all electronic games across the country, including those that run on home computers, Game Boy-style portable consoles, and on mobile phones. Snake on your mobile phone could land you in jail.
Wow. Hey, does anybody can anybody tell me what year this is?
I don't know. Let's ask my fuel.
Damn, man. This feels like 1984, doesn't it?
I think it feels a little bit more like, you know, 1945.
Yeah.
That's just pathetic.
Orwell reference.
Orwell. Very good, Orwell.
Orwell, yes.
I know it's Orwell. Animal Farm. Thousands of tourists in Greece are unknowingly facing heavy fines or long-term in prison for owning mobile phones or portable video game systems. You just have to own it. You don't have to be caught playing it.
So anal sex is okay in Greece, but if
gay anal sex with sheep is okay in Greece,
but if you're and 14-year-old girls, but if you're playing fucking video games, you're in jail.
No shit.
How's that? Ba-dum-bum.
Nice. That's
nice. That's very good. Yes, yes.
Greek law number 3037, enacted at the end of July, explicitly forbids electronic games with electronic mechanisms and software from public and private places.
I have a question for you.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
And people have already been fined thousands of dollars for playing or owning games. Now, I've been kind of scrolling through here.
Yes.
Greek police will be responsible for catching offenders who will face fines of 5,000 to 75,000 euros, about $4,980 to $74,650, and imprisonment of 1 to 12 months. Just to catch. You've got a cell phone there. It's off, you're not using it, but they know it can play games.
Wow.
Guess what? You're going to jail!
I say we ban baklava. To get even.
Can't you just see people in jail? Like, hey, what are you in for? I killed a guy. What about you? Anal rape. What about you? I play a video game.
That's right.
That guy's getting it.
Yeah, that guy's getting it right now, yeah.
I have a question for you, though.
Yes.
One big question. I don't know if you're going to get to it or not. I hope so. What is this going to accomplish?
Well, let me see if I can remember, because I did not highlight this.
I know. Ooh.
Yes? He's correct.
So,
not useless at all.
Nobody said you were useless.
Just annoying.
Here, punctual.
Again, we've just hit the lowest common denominator. But anyhow, yes, the blanket ban. The blanket ban was decided in February after the government admitted it was incapable of distinguishing innocuous video games from illegal gambling machines. Okay, they can't tell the difference.
If you can't tell, if you can't tell megabucks from Tetris,
you're an idiot. You're a sheep raping idiot.
Dude, what are you talking about?
My name is Rike. Hey, here's a good one. You're a car buff, and so am I. But
yeah,
you'd enjoy that one.
Apparently, the last Camaro, the final F body, has been sold for $71,500.
Yeek.
Let's see, and here we go. I got a little crazy, said the buyer, Mark Gabinski, a 32-year-old business manager from Mayville, Michigan. I paid a lot more than I wanted to, but I wanted it bad. When Gabinski was born, his father took him home from the hospital in a 69 Camaro. His Z28 wasn't the last Camaro to roll off the assembly line. That car is headed for Chevrolet's museum. Gabinski's car was second to last, produced last week at General Motors plant in St. Therese, Quebec.
I want to just be fair and let everybody know now that if you are interested in seeing the last Camaro in the Chevy Museum,
yay,
it's at a used store down on Martin Luther King Boulevard. That's the Chevy Museum. No.
Yes. Yeah, because everybody loved him. Cadillac down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get your ham hock in it. That's right. Put a ham hock in it. Put it right on the engine. Cook it for that time to get home. More than 4 million Camaros were sold since the muscle car debuted in fall 1966 with the 1967 model. It reached its heyday in the disco days of the 1970s, but sold poorly in an era of SUVs and imports. And last September, General Motors announced it would stop making the Camaro along with the Pontiac Firebird. It is very sad for us, said Scott Settlemare, Chevrolet's assistant brand manager for the Camaro line. But money is going somewhere good. Yes, by the way, I actually do know a little bit about this right here. General Motors has really been fucking up a lot of stuff right now. The F-Body is being canceled.
Yep.
They're actually making room to produce more, I believe it's for the Yukon. That's what's going to take over the assembly line for the F-Body right
mm-hmm.
now. The Oldsmobile, one of America's oldest badges, is actually going the way of the Dodo as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why? GM was losing money. Did you know? Apparently not. Did you know that GM has lost more money on its advertising campaign trying to sell and trying to convince people to buy the remaining Oldsmobiles that they have than they would have saved if they just let it go of the current advertising?
Really?
Yes.
That's pathetic.
In a related event, a lot of vehicles are going to the axe right now, and a lot of other we had to have a new returning vehicle to the car showrooms next year. 2004 will be the final year for the Ford Excursion, which is basically an F-350 Super Duty truck on chassis with a Ford Econoline rear end. That's basically all this thing is.
Yep.
There is no EPA rating for it because it is a truck. However, independent reports do state it is 6 to 8 miles to the gallon.
Jesus.
With a 38 gallon tank.
Fuck.
They are fuel efficient. They are. Why? Because the Ford Focus has suspension problems, so you can't drive it. Ford Focus is under a massive recall right now. In addition, GM has recalled 250,000 vehicles.
Isn't GM
faulty
also...
faulty SRS modules. Yes.
Also, isn't GM actually stopping their production of the electric cars? They are shutting down their electric
car
plant.
That is correct. As a matter of fact, not only is GM, so is Ford. Ford purchased Think, a Norwegian company, to purchase electric vehicles with sales estimated at 40,000 a year. To date, they have sold 1,100. Think is being shut down.
Yep.
GM, the EV1, electric vehicle one. You can't buy this vehicle. They will only lease it to you. It's actually a Saturn, although it gets a rare GM badge. Not a GMC, but a GM badge.
Huh.
It's actually made in the Saturn assembly plant. They will not be continuing the lease on these vehicles. So basically, once the lease is up, owners must return them to their Saturn dealership, where they will be shipped back to Detroit and dismantled.
Hmm.
Hybrids are what's coming out next. For 2003, we will see the new hybrid Escape by Ford.
Escape.
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 Explore. Explore Sport.
Okay, look. That's another thing that drives me nuts. Bronco 2 was replaced by the Explorer back in 92, 94. I don't remember what year.
I would say probably about 92, actually.
Here's... The Explorer was the truck back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, the 70s and 80s. And actually, the Ford Ranger was a full-size F-Series pickup back in the 60s and 70s.
Yes. Now...
As was the Jimmy.
Yes, as was the Jimmy. Now, they replaced the Bronco 2. One of the biggest things that they used as a selling point was the fact that the Bronco 2 was always a two-door, and the Explorers would always be four doors, so you can have a family vehicle out of this.
However, now we have the Explorer Sport, which is a two-door, with a non-removable top.
Exactly.
Yes.
This is it's just
but it's
boggles
based,
my
but
mind.
But it's based upon a Ford Ranger mini pickup chassis.
Yep.
In addition, Ford is having to cancel its baby Jag line. It's basically a Jaguar based on a Ford Escort chassis and drivetrain with a Jaguar badge and a wood panel trim interior.
Okay, here's the problem with Jaguars and Ford. Jaguars that have been built by Ford since they took over absolutely suck. Everybody I know that owns a Jaguar, I mean, we're not talking about the Mac version here, buddy, but who owns the a Jaguar has leaking of any fluid. You name a fluid, it's on your driveway. No questions asked.
The Jaguar right now, the high-end...
the motor will detune itself.
The R-Type one that they have right there?
Yeah, I think it's R-Type.
It's an R version. It's a racing version.
Yeah.
That is built upon a Ford Taurus drivetrain and chassis and suspension.
And how much do Jaguars usually cost?
The R-Type right there will set you back $85,000.
Okay, now let's think about how much a show costs, a Taurus SHO.
A Taurus SHO?
No.
I believe that's, what, 40 grand?
Yeah. The first year of the SHO was the only good year they've ever had with the show.
Yes, it actually had the old design, which I prefer.
Uh-huh.
And I like them better when they do them up in RoboCop and they put them on flat black.
Yep.
A true muscle car looks best in flat black. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the minis have been selling relatively well. However, check eBay, their resale is shit. I've seen brand new minis with less than 2,000 miles being sold for $18,000.
Hmm. It's marketing.
Yes.
Minis are nice cars, though.
They are, particularly in the UK, where Ford and General Motors, Dodge, or actually I should say not Dodge, Daimler Chrysler tried to catch up, but they couldn't do it because the profit was 0% financing. What we Americans have not paid in interest for vehicles, the UK has. The proof is in the teeth.
Absolutely.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Hey, moving on.
But basically, yes, the car market right now is not a very good time to buy.
No.
Especially with PT Cruisers spilling gasoline all over the road.
Mm-hmm.
The Hummer H2. Have you heard about this? This
piece
of shit. Did you
built know? Built upon the God, what's the truck range?
It's a little bit more than a compact.
It's a little bit bigger.
Did you know that the interior on the Hummer H2 is a Pontiac Aztec?
Jesus.
The dashboard, the binnacle, everything.
The wheels are no longer that spiffy inflatable types.
I forget what engine it has in it, but it's over 300 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
8 miles to the gallon.
Yep.
Did you know that the eight?
That's a silver.
That's a
no,
nasty
that's a
piece of shit.
The Aztecs were ugly. They were shoeboxes on wheels.
I thought they looked great.
I mean, they weren't
the
even decent wheels.
I was gonna say the Hummer H2 had to have a last minute revision. The spare tire is on the outside because when they carried it inside, it took up the final row of seating. In addition, what makes the H2 so versatile is killing its gas mileage. The skid plate underneath the H2 bolted to the drivetrain weighs 1,400 pounds.
Jesus.
In addition, Ford and Chevrolet are in another lawsuit right now.
Oh?
One, there's a mass lawsuit for the use of asbestos brake pads causing lung ailments against mechanics and whatnot. In addition now, did you know that 15-passenger economy vans are unsafe?
Really? The really large ones? Like
yes.
The,
But I'm bummed. Actually, no. If you've looked at the back end, you'll see the back end stretches over the rear.
Absolutely, yeah.
By about
a foot and a half.
Now, you know my car has an engine in the rear, so It's got the rear weight. When you have 15 people in the back right there with that top heaviness and weight over the rear wheels, it'll make the back end flip around, and because it's so top heavy, they roll constantly.
Hmm. So next time you're doing that church trip,
matter of fact, that's what they said. They've had a lot of people, ironically, on church trips get killed by these.
Interesting.
You know, we almost rented that 15-passenger van when we went to Disneyland.
Yeah, I know. They got that minivan.
Yeah, we decided to get the mini instead, but we almost, it was like $20 more. We were going to get the passenger van just to get more space.
Huh. Yes.
The
National Highway and Traffic Safety Institute is petitioning the Department of Transportation. They wish to have an order set that a 15-passenger van can have no more than 10 passengers with cargo to be safe.
Wow.
Anything other than that poses a risk.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, they'll probably change the production.
Can't do it. Chevrolet has less risk because they actually use a different drivetrain. They actually use a different
See, I know
chassis.
That Dodge builds them up onto the 3500s. Mm-hmm. So that is a pickup drivetrain and chassis.
But Ford sticks with the traditional Econoline and their E350 vans.
Right.
All they do is they weld on extra bit to the chassis and extend the rear. That's it.
Jesus.
The wheelbase stays the same.
Huh. See, like I said, Dodge, they've got the 15, the 25, and the 35,
mm-hmm.
and their trucks are also labeled as appropriately 15, 25, 35. So, you know, they probably will pose as much of a safety threat.
But Ford bases it only on drivetrain, not for safety.
Damn.
For their ratings.
That's scary.
That it is.
That's absolutely scary.
By the way, another legend is actually coming back next at the beginning of.
I know the Boss Mustang's coming back.
The Boss
American
Mustang
Legends.
Is coming back.
American Legends Studios bringing it back.
And
those rims, I'll say that if I can, we can get a picture. Well, I don't want to get a picture, but if there's a picture out there, look for it. The rims are kick-ass. I think that the nice near classic Kreger looking deal is pretty good.
Holden is redesigning the new GTO because it looks like a Grand Prix. A lot of people have complained, so the GTO will be debuting mid next year in showrooms.
Good.
Redesigned
or as it
the
as,
redesigned
as the British version?
No, it's not British. It's Australian.
Oh, Australian.
Mm-hmm.
They're diff.
That's well, actually. Diff as in sides, yes, yeah. But actually emissions control does make a difference.
Okay.
But basically the GTO will be redesigned. It'll be basically kicked out here, and we'll see that the Holden as the GTO. In addition, another old car is returning to the market finally. Mazda is debuting the RX-8.
Yes.
A two-rotor Renix engine. Two-rotor, 230 horsepower.
Jesus.
If this sells...
Six moving parts.
Yes. If this sells well, they are bringing back the RX-7 in a sport version, which is going to be a three-rotor. These Renix engines, actually, are based off of the four-rotor Le Mans versions.
Okay.
Sized down.
Nice.
The RX-7 is a four-seat sports car. There's no bench. It's all buckets, even in the back, with a center column, like in my DeLorean,
mm-hmm.
for the center backbone chassis, because it's a four-door sedan.
Wow.
Like a Saturn third door. so you can get in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a midship front engine. It has a perfect 50-50 weight balance. The engine sits behind the front wheels.
I've seen a photo of that.
And
it
it's
looks
a rear-wheel
good.
Drive.
Looks good. But you know what I'm looking for? And I'll tell you what. If anybody has any pull with Detroit, please.
Cordoba.
No.
You.
Dodge Razor.
A Razor.
Still want a Razor.
I would prefer a Jeepster over a Razor.
I don't know. I'd rather have a Razor. I like the look.
Really? My neighbor sold one. Yeah, I was going to say, if you want one, I'll find out where it went.
Or even the Pontiac Solstice. Either one of those two cars, they're on the same platform, sure.
Now, you're a Dodge person, but you like the Pontiac better.
I like the Pontiac better. It has just a better look, a nice, smoother feel to it. You know, when you look at the photos...
I don't care for either one. It's not my cup of tea. However, I will agree that the Solstice looks better than the Razor.
Solstice looks much better than Razor. All right, folks. I'm looking at the clock, and what we're going to do right now is we're just going to clip right into the Reverend Hammer, Don't Damn Me. So we'll clip
into
that.
But when we come back, we have our final news story.
Final news story.
Batman the Musical?
Yes.
Find out next.
All right, Spankwagon Radio, only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Thank you. Hey, do you want to say anything before we go? I didn't think so.
If you don't believe, listen up to my new CD, Sham On. I've got shit running through my brain, so intense that I can't explain. All alone in my white boy pain, shaking Rudy while the band complains.
Armed with coffee so strong it should be considered an illegal drug in 23 states, this is Don't Damn Me, and I'm the Reverend Hammer. Good evening. A lot of you will probably know what I'm going to go into about tonight, but before I do that, one little update on my job situation. We are now one retard down, three to go. One of them decided to run a line of carts into somebody's jet ski because the guy wouldn't move that trailer out of the way. I'm guessing he thought Walmart might overlook that. Now, admittedly, Walmart does look over a lot of things. Damaging somebody's property that they're not going to turn a blind eye to. So that's one obstacle out of my way to get work done. My subject for tonight, marketing. After seeing the way some companies decide to pimp their products, Walmart is especially bad about this. I mean, especially when you see, you know, TVs, you know, in every aisle saying, buy this, buy this, buy this, buy this now, it's on sale, buy this! I have come down to one conclusion. Marketing is a real evil concept. And those who do such in order to gain some good karma and gain a better place in the afterlife should kill themselves and remove their burden from this planet. And I'm gonna make some specific points as what, and this is hopefully will make you think, like, whoa, never thought about that before. Things must be changed. One night on the way to work, there's a bank, a Republic Bank, not too far from the workplace. And unfortunately, I did not have the foresight to write all this down so I could give it to you verbatim. But throw in every financial buzzword you could think of and put it on a sign. And, you know, look at it in your head, and can you see how that would draw people in? We saw one of these signs. Pappy Coon and I saw this. We both looked at each other, just like, that just meant a whole shitload of nothing, didn't it? I mean, this was just
monetary masturbation at its finest, ladies and gentlemen. It was just insane. And we don't even, to this point, we still don't know what they were trying to sell. So, maybe if they still have the sign up today, I'll write it down and post it to the message boards. Speaking of message boards, some of you may have seen this post that I made. This link was provided from one of my good net friends. Somebody's made a website with screen captures from Japanese McDonald's commercials. Now, McDonald's is, you know, pretty bad itself. I mean, you know, the stuff they try to pass off as food and Americans just buy it up. Ugh. I try to eat there as little as possible myself. But they take it one further. Now, if you look at some of the images, I mean, some of them may not be too bad. Like the one of the kids playing a role-playing game where they fight against Colonel Sanders. I mean, okay, that's kind of funny. But I think it was the one with the ninja kids going to McDonald's that just really just pegged me into the red on my piss-me-off meter. I mean, when you think about the actual history behind ninjas, well, actually, it's ninja, I don't know. I don't really care. Do you really think ninjas would go to McDonald's to eat? I mean, for God, it's really hard to explain, folks. It's just one of those weird little cultural things that just make me tick. Like, I mean, it's bad enough that we've messed up. I mean, literally, we've messed up Japanese people by bringing fast food restaurants. And this is not just me. There's been studies on this. They have said that due to the intake of American fast food items, you know, KFC, McDonald's is big over there, Burger King is, and a few others, that they're actually starting to change the way Japanese people look. They're now starting to have softer, rounder faces, which probably means less Asian hottie chicks for me to look at the way I like them. But one that I saw a few days ago, this was at work. This was on, I'm going to guess it was a promotional item because I've only seen two of them. It was on a pencil. Fairly innocuous. Red pencil. On it, the words, Heinz makes foods ketchupy. Ketchupy. K-E-T-C-H-U-P-P-Y. When were food companies allowed just to make up words? My question is their marketing department run by a five-year-old? I mean, I want to know who is the geniuses, you know, like, talk to the little daughters, like, what do you think about a new product, honey?
Heinz makes foods ketchupy!
And they put it on there. Someone needs to die. I was all fine when they changed the labels for the ketchup balls. I mean, it's kind of making fun of their own product, you know, comes out quicker for curly fries, make hot dogs chase their tails. But no, this draws the line with me. This is like, I put a line in the dirt, they stepped over it, they must pay. How's it going to pay, I don't know, considering I'm one person, and they're a multi-billion-dollar corporation. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there can help me. Oh, and one last thing. This is somewhat related to marketing. What is this country, or actually, this ain't even really this country's, because I haven't really seen that many males wear this stuff. I've seen a lot of females, though. So, I'm going to direct it to the females here. What is your fascination with camouflage? I have seen so many females wearing camouflage pants and shirts in color combinations that can't even officially be considered camouflage. I mean, I have seen, you know, white, blue, dark blue, white camouflage. What, are you going to war against the Smurfs or something, for God's sakes? Jesus. Settle down. I've seen, this was on the tag, I'm not kidding. I'm not making this shit up. Low resolution camouflage. As in, instead of like the normal curves and shit you see in camouflage, it's blocks. Who are you going to be hiding from, fucking Pac-Man? God. But no, this was the one that got me. I have yet to see this, but considering I've heard it from a few coworkers now, I'm kind of taking it to be truth. In fact, one of the coworkers I live with. Camouflage 90s. You may laugh. This product exists. We sell it. I almost don't want to work there because they sell this product. So... But no, what... I mean, what the hell... Is there going to be, like... some guy in his bedroom just waiting... and there's going to be, like, a gaggle of chicks waiting wearing this... stuff in the living room... and there's going to be some sergeant going like... All right, ladies! You know what you must do? You must go in there and give that guy the best orgasm of his life! Now go, go, go! I don't know. I do know this much. Marketing must end. I know you have to get a product out there and let people know, but... there's a point. They cross it every day. Don't let them win. Well, that's all I have for this evening. Comments or questions? ReverendHammer@yahoo.com. Some of the stuff I post on message boards... spankwagon.vftp.net. Go there and reply or make fun of me, as some of the other users do. Good night.
So I go to the guy, I'm like, you know, yeah, get your own monkey.
Yeah. So he's, yeah, man.
Yeah. Why did he have the monkey?
Why did he have the monkey, man? He didn't. It was my monkey, man. I told him to get his own.
You know what the...
Oh, I get it. Okay.
The best thing about those monkeys is, I mean, you can train them to misbehave and you can, you know, spank them in public and, you know, people walk, yeah. Hey, don't take that monkey. You know,
yeah, it's hard, though, since you can't own him anymore. Fuck you, Lincoln. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, dude, that was...
I fucking got both of you on that
shit,
one, too.
Dude.
It was a joke. Shit, wow. Relax, people at home. Of course, nobody's listening by now. They're all fucking catatonic. Because it's so
racist,
late in the night.
Everyone
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Exactly. Rev, brother, I love you, but man, I think we're all going to pitch in for Christmas. And I don't know.
I know that on the message board, a lot of people are talking about coming out here. Making a big episode of
Spankwagon. Great. Are we going to do that from Binion's? Or the studio?
We really should do it from Binion's. That'd be great. But anyhow.
Ah.
I'm Sound Guy. They're walking down.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, it's Smack.
What's up, kids?
What's up, man?
Horrible night. Horrible night. And
the
clicker thing is flying. It's just laying there. It's been beaten badly. No, it's still alive.
What do you expect for a fucking dollar?
It's still alive.
All right. So, apparently here we have Tim Burton. Well, this is ironic. We were actually talking earlier. Was it during the show or before? About writers and things such as that who have reached their peak and can't just continue on with that layer of success.
Jump the shark.
That's right. Now we have... Tim Burton doing Batman the Musical.
Oh, jeez.
On Broadway.
Oh, well, let's take a look here. I've got the copy here in front of me, and I think I'm just going to read it, because, I mean, it's just
going to
be
great.
Let's see here. With all the talk of Wolfgang Peterson's Superman versus Batman, piece of shit, in the past month, the fans of DC top icons might be surprised to hear that one of them making his way to New York's Broadway Theater District in a high-profile musical with a big mainstream director attached. Ah, great. Ooh. Playbill Online reports that Tim Burton, the director behind the 1989 Batman feature and the man who started the franchise, will also direct a new musical version of Batman on Broadway. Further proof that I think Burton is, in fact, taking it in the pipe. Claude, your thoughts?
This week's pipe reference is brought to you by the letter C.
You know, what would an episode of Spankwagon be without a good old-fashioned pipe reference?
That's right.
Wait, we've already hit the lowest common denominator.
Denominator?
No, we haven't.
What is that like? I was going to say, is that like the new Transformer? Welcome, Denominator! Okay, all right.
I got a question. What will the rip-off GoBot be? My question on this thing, first of all, is Prince going to do the music like he did for the movie? Because if he does...
Well, Prince is now like that recovery. He's a born-again Christian.
Recovering Christian.
You know, I think...
They have recovering Christians. No, they do. They're called inmates.
I honestly think the first question I think come before anything has to be, what God did we offend to bring this abhorrent abomination onto the earth?
Fuck, man.
Tim... Buddy, look, you've got some sick, twisted vision, man. You're an interesting individual, and I think some of the things you've done have just been amazing, but fuck, dude, please, go out and get laid. Do something, man. Don't do this.
He is getting laid. The chick who plays the female alien from Mars Attacks, that's his girl.
Oh, really?
Yes way. Look it up on the Internet Movie Database.
Go find a chick that doesn't look like a freak. Go get, like, Heather Graham or something like... I mean, honestly, dude, don't do this shit to us.
I wonder what he's going to... Is it going to be, like, Batman versus... Or meets Nightmare Before Christmas? This is Gotham City. This is Gotham City.
Well, wait a minute. They used to have a Superman on top of the drum. I know they had a Superman.
And they mentioned that in the article.
Some of you may have read about this project some time ago. Back in April of 1999, news came out that Warner Brothers was developing a musical version of Batman, appropriately titled Batman the Musical, not to be confused with Batman, wow. I'm taking it in the pipe. The show was set to launch on Broadway in early 2001, but apparently taste prevailed. Since then, though, it has been little news until yesterday. Burton will be working with composer Jim Steinman and Liberate David Ives on Batman the Musical.
Jim Steinman, the guy who does Meatloaf.
They mentioned that in here. Ives has been attached to the project since those early days in 1999. Steinman has been writing the score and lyrics. He's best known for his work on Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell.
Yeah, Bat Out of Hell, that's funny, yeah.
You know, it's a sad day for comic book fans everywhere.
You know what? Because you can rejoice. Even though Batman's not out yet, Batboy the play is. From the that's right, the Weekly World News character has his own play.
That is... You know... We live in a sick, sick world. There's no other way around it.
Where does he get those wonderful toys? What kind of... A fucking musical? Wait. What kind of song and dance number are you going to have when Bruce Wayne's parents get
offed? Hey, I remember the Batusi, all right?
Oh, shit.
Yes, I remember that shit. Nothing like seeing Adam West pull that one out, wasn't it? What is that guy doing now? I think he's like doing like appearances.
Comic book conventions.
Yeah. And shit like that.
And Nickelodeon TV show.
Oh, man, you know...
I must save Pete and Pete.
Yes! Yes!
Everybody's been on Pete and Pete. Fucking Michael Stipe has been on Pete and Pete.
You know who the older Pete is?
No.
Stu, the copy kid.
You mean like from the Ameritrade commercials?
Yes!
With
that's
the sideburns.
The older Pete.
I'll be damned.
Sticking his head in the copier and yells at that one of the national press secretaries.
Yeah.
And he did that whole thing with Bill Clinton.
Interesting. Speaking of children's shows with people going on to lackluster careers, remember Power Rangers?
Yeah.
The Pink Ranger, Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah, what's she doing?
She is going to be in...
Like you know or care.
I do, actually. She was a hottie. I had that one photo of her topless.
What, you know who else in society has three games?
Serial killers.
Serial killers and assassins.
Dude, she's also got boobs as big as yours.
And you're going to be happy to hear this. She stars in the new movie by Robert Gale called Interstate 60. Her character is on a trek for the ultimate sexual experience. That is the plot.
Elizabeth Berkley of,
Oh, man.
Showgirls.
Hey, now that... Excuse me, I'm sorry. Showgirls was a masterpiece of cinematography.
You just like the lap dance.
Shut up.
You like lap dances.
The lap dances are always better when the girl is crying.
That was in the film of Cheetahs. Cheetahs,
how many are sitting now? Dude, that whole thing is pissing me off to no end.
Yeah. And the lap dancers are uniting.
Union
Now, have you? I don't know if you saw. There's a documentary on HBO about all the girls in New York where they unionized.
San Francisco.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm sorry, San Francisco. Where
was
all
that
the
hookers
all the
at the point?
No, that's great. Man, that's a great show too. The guy who does the voiceover on that.
That was great, man.
Now, did anyone see the movie American Pimp? Am I the only person? That was great. Yes. I love that. That was awesome.
Yes.
There's another movie.
I use my mouth like a machine gun.
There's another movie coming out. It's from Kevin Smith's production company, and I think he
Jay
actually...
Jay and Silent Bob get their pimp hands.
No. It's from before View Askew. I think the name of the movie is Slaughter. And what it basically is about is it follows... I can't remember the actor's name. It's the guy who... Dante from Clerks. He's basically he's a clown. Flappy McGrunnels or something like that is what his name is.
I think they did. It's called Shakes the Clown.
No. This is wrong. He's realizing that the money he's making really isn't all that good as being a party clown. So what he decides to do is he decides he's going to take his act a little bit further and he's going to do a bachelor party. And he basically shows up in a bachelor party. And he shows up in his clown makeup and and some lingerie and a pair of high heels just to make a little extra money. It's funny. And he winds up being anally raped by the three guys involved, and it just goes on this rampage. And a lot of people are saying that it's some of the darkest things they've ever seen, and there are some truly hilarious jokes in it, but it just kind of rubs people the wrong way.
I'm going to sit through forced male gang rape in lingerie and clown makeup just for a couple of shitty one-liners?
No. Sorry, you've sat through entire conversation with Tit for less.
That's true. And that's
true.
Mental.
However, he didn't pay for it with money.
We'll sneak into the theater. How'd you like to get booted out for trying to sneak into that?
It's one of those direct-to-DVD deals, but...
I don't even think it's going to be direct-to-DVD. That's direct-to-art house. You know, art houses will show that shit. Nothing respectable will.
There is, speaking of movies here, there is another movie that I'm really looking forward to. I don't know if you guys have seen the previews yet for it. X versus Sever, Ballistic, Antonio Banderas, Lucy Liu.
Oh, yeah.
Looks awesome.
I don't know what it, I just like
you
Lucy
know
Liu.
What? I saw, okay, look, the spy movies are getting annoying again because Bond's coming out and all of a sudden all these other spy movies have to come out.
The Transporter.
Triple X, though. That was a good fucking movie.
It was a popcorn movie.
It was a popcorn movie.
There was no dab.
I'll tell you this right now. My love of Downtown has now been multiplied by 100%.
Why, after you saw the video for Do You Realize?
Oh, yeah, I finally did. By the way, yes, you better tell them on the site.
Yes.
On their site, the Las Vegas video for Do You Realize is now up.
It is?
It is.
Do they have it online?
We can't see us.
Fuck!
But it's there.
But we can see it.
We can see it.
I just want to look at that one chick, man.
Yeah.
You know what?
You
she
saw the crack of her ass and the smiling between it.
Dude, I saw her sweet yodel patch.
Yes, you did. So.
Sweet yodel patch.
So. Where was I going? Oh, yeah. Movie theater.
That's right.
Theater.
Isn't that awesome?
Matinee is $4.75.
Yep.
Wow.
The last show of the matinee in that time frame.
$4. Now,
we had 2-for-1 tickets from the Las Vegas 51s game.
Wow, that's cheaper than Chinese buffet.
We watched Triple X, the wife and I, for $4. That's it.
$4. That's why you're not fucking pissed about it.
No.
How much did you pay for tickets?
I got in at the $4 too. We went and saw.
Did you get 2-for-1s?
Actually, no. Triple X. I'm sorry. Triple X. I went and saw with Tit, and we went to the it was a full price show.
See, there you go. That's why I didn't like it as much.
Well, let me give the people at home a little background of what the Neonopolis is. I've been there.
They know. We talk about Neonopolis all the time.
I love that place, dude. I love.
We go downtown.
As a matter of fact,
Neonopolis.
Are you up for tonight?
Sure. I don't have to work tomorrow, so.
You'll have to follow us.
All right. fine. Yeah, I think the one thing I think they need to do with Neonopolis is I think they need to get rid of, like, all the retail stores and just put in nothing but bars. And if anyone from the Dick's Last Resort people is listening, please, for God's sakes, give us a dick.
There you go. Insert plug here.
Greatest
actually, they are
going to
open
ever.
Up the bill. They're going to open up the pool hall.
Jillian's.
The billiards.
Jillian's.
The whole third floor and shit up there that
yeah.
overlooks Fremont,
uh-huh.
that's going to be a pool hall.
That's going to be awesome.
For all ages, and they're going to have liquor. Yes.
It's just the place is awesome. I love the
it's
neon.
Great.
And the parking is all underground, which means the car doesn't fucking
and,
cook.
And until the future, it's still free.
Yep.
Yes.
Totally free. Yep. You don't have to fucking punch shit.
Free. I don't think they're going to start charging for that.
Probably
because
not.
Looking at the tire marks where people have already hit posts and run over islands, they can't get toll booths in there without some serious workers comp claims, okay?
Bars.
Back to the whole Greek thing again.
Yeah.
So we got a couple minutes left. Can I tell my spider story? Because it is ultimately hilarious.
That
please, go ahead.
Story is fucking hilarious.
I have not heard the spider story.
The spider story is great. Some of you out there who know me know that I am deathly terrified of spiders. It doesn't matter if it's an itty-bitty little spider like the fucker that bit me tonight. Oh, shit. Don't tell me that's turning black. Oh, shit.
Wow, this is a hilarious story. You're right.
Sorry. No. I got bit tonight by a little spider, and I didn't know if it was a brown recluse or not, and now the area where I got bit is turning gray.
Yeah, it's usually a brown recluse, I think. I think so. You can. I've actually seen a cure for that. You gotta take a stun gun to it.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's an interesting story.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at my finger here, and I'm like, maybe it's just...
Let me see.
Lick a finger for me, dude.
Do you see that gray spot there?
That's not gray. That's just a little small. It's a little
irritated. Okay, well, anyway, now I'm really nervous here.
Oh my god, he's gonna die!
Fuck off. I am deathly terrified of spiders. Deathly terrified. Exactly. Deathly terrified of spiders. In fact, one of the worst things I ever saw was my... one of the worst things I ever saw was my platoon leader when I was in basic training was bit on the forehead by a brown recluse, and they had to airlift him out of there. It was
so you're playing America's Army.
Yeah, pretty much. But no, when I was actually in the Army. Anyway, Saturday night, it's about 1 o'clock in the morning. I decide it's time for me to go to bed. So I turn off the computer and I kick back and I'm like, good night, Stella. And I look up on the wall and I shit you not, there's a spider on the wall about this big. About the size of George Washington. It was light brown. What? The spider itself was really small, but the legs were
vinegar room. It's related to a scorpion.
That's what a lot of people thought, but no, it's not. Because I see this thing, and I do the only thing that I can. It scream like a girl, run for the bedroom, slam the door, jam a towel under the door. Pray. And now I'm...
Did you have any rape?
No. And you can't spray for spiders because they walk on the ends of their feet. It doesn't affect them. Spraying for spiders, all that really does is you kill everything else, and they decide there's nothing left for to eat, so they move on.
Did you have a shoe?
I couldn't even...
Dude,
understand.
Who throws a shoe?
It doesn't matter. I'm not getting near it. I paralyze. I freak. I stop. So I get no sleep that night because I'm deathly terrified that this spider's going to come and get me. So for the next couple of nights, I'm like, okay, it's not here. The spider must have left. I know it must have left. Exactly. So last night, it's midnight. I got to go to sleep. I got to get up early. I go into my room, put on Requiem for a Dream. Kick back, start to watch it, look up on the wall, and there is that fucking spider in my goddamn bedroom. This thing is fucking huge. It's huge, it's brown, it's nasty. It sees me, and it just does its thing. So of course I do the only thing I can. Run like a girl, scream through the hallway. Except my hallway is filled with boxes, so it's like a veritable obstacle course. I trip over the baby gate and land face down in the middle of the living room, mind you. I get up, I freak.
don't know what to do, don't know what to do, don't know what to do, pick up my cell phone, start looking for people I can call to come and kill the spider, because there's no fucking way I'm sharing my bedroom with this spider, and I'm not going to get in my car and sleep out there or go to work and sleep at my desk. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm deathly terrified.
1 a.m. and you're calling people on cell phone to come over and kill the
spider. Actually, at this time, it was about midnight, and yes, I was looking for someone and no one I could find was awake or would come and do it.
Okay, I'm just clarifying for the listeners.
Yes. So, that was actually high consideration because I thought it was, you know, something poisonous, deadly, and I've seen one too many, you know, 50s horror movies. I know what happens with a nuclear waste.
Oh, Yucca Mountain,
yeah. See? Exactly. And so,
he's probably dead at long ways at one time.
I gather up the testes, put up the testicular fortitude, so to speak, get the grapefruits. I'm wearing my PJs, so I'm wearing a pair of flannel pants. I put on my shoes, grab my...
Thompson-esque.
Exactly. Mind you, I'm not wearing underwear either. So I grab my... hold on, it all makes sense.
I'm swinging in the wind, throwing grapefruit and shit on the walls.
I grab my shoes, I grab my Dodger jersey. I start to freak out because I realize I'm not wearing underwear. And this thing could get off the wall, run up my pant leg, bite me on the testicles, and you hear about me dead in the paper from a spider bite on the nuts. So I decide I need some sort of protection, but all my underwear is in the other room. So I grab the only thing that I possibly could, my catcher's mask. So I've got my catcher's mask on. I need a weapon. The only thing I can find is the white pages. Now, these guys will tell you, I got some pretty big hands. And I can palm the white pages. Yeah, fuck you and your jerk-off son of a bitch. Anyway, so I've got the white pages. I go into the bedroom. It sees me. It sees me and makes a break down the wall heading for the laundry pile. I know that if it makes it off onto the floor, I'll never find it, and it's going to get me in my sleep. So what do? This Dragon Ball Z charge up. Here I come. Slam the phone book into the wall, praying that I hit the spider. But I don't keep the phone book there because I think, what if I just nicked it and it jumps around and gets me on the hand? So I let go. There's no smear mark on the wall. So, of course, we're back to the running down the hallway screaming like a girl.
With a catcher's mask on.
With a catcher's mask on.
And no underwear.
And no underwear. And still looking for a... Now I look for the phone to someone to come over and verify that there is a spider corpse on my floor. Still can't find anyone. I spent 20 minutes standing out in the living room debating if I should go back in and look. Now my house is a really interesting paint color. The house itself is painted a light, kind of a light yellow. And the master bedroom, the wall back there is really dark red. And it's dimly lit. So you can't see shit in the room. So...
Frankie Steve's whorehouse.
Seriously. So I go and I get the lamp, and I've got the lamp plugged in now, and I'm aiming it down. I'm trying to look and see, and sure enough, there it is on the floor, spider corpse. So I'm thinking, yes! I throw my arms up in the air, forgetting that I have the lamp. I drop the lamp, light bulb shatters, glass goes everywhere. I'm still wearing the catcher's mask, but I've killed the spider. Big old nasty one, me two. So, I mean, it worked out really well for me. I hate spiders.
Well, that story... Mad props for the spider hunter here. Crikey.
I cannot stand the little bastards. I hate spiders. I absolutely hate them.
That's interesting. That's a funny one. I know I've heard it, so I'm not laughing too.
Yeah, it's...
God damn, man.
Claude, take us home.
Okay. What you do is you get off at Buffalo, and then you make a left.
Where's home again?
Okay, take Summerlin Parkway up to Buffalo, make a left turn, then go down to Alta, make a right turn. Go up to Cimarron, make a left turn, then when you get to Bosick Drive, make a right. It's 8245 Bosick Drive. That is Tit's house.
And you'll have that up tomorrow.
Yes, we'll have that up tomorrow, most definitely.
Yeah, close out Spankwagon.
And everybody is welcome, including you, Trencher. Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net, is brought to you by the kind folks at vftp.net and the fact that they give us service, not writing material. And basically, yeah, that's it right there. Mad props to Vert, the whole Spankwagon crew right there. Thanks to Kilroy, although we didn't get a show this week. Virtual One, Air Bubble, Reverend Hammer, yes. Thank you.
And late but not gone.
That's right. He showed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I showed up. I showed up.
Last but not least, certainly, is Smack. Thank you very much. Mad props to you as well.
Thanks for having
it's
me here, guys.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Mad
I
props
pants.
To everybody else, you and I specifically, because I have an ego. And
we have an ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
Delivery and failure.
Kind of
fucking.
It's kind of scary. We should start sharing the same brain and start thinking the same way. Basically, yes.
If you want to go ahead and email us, it is trencher@mac.com, although not for long.
No.
Oh, it's gone now. You're not paying the $50.
No, fuck no. If you want to get a hold of the wagon, message boards.
Message boards?
Chat.
Chat.
And the email link.
Yes.
So they just have, don't even have to worry about a fucking email address. I do it for them. I am that considerate.
That's right. And Trencher does check his email, as you heard early on the show. He knows how to telnet.
Yeah. All right, folks.
Spankwagon. Spankwagon.vftp.net. Thank you and good night.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net.